Good morning, everybody, and welcome to BluePower.com. My name is John Reese. I am your cordial host this morning. So I want to let you know we got nothing but the blues for you. Blues, blues, and more blues. And all this week, we're going to feature great guitarists, great influences on all young guitar players playing today. Today, we're going to start with Mr. Freddie King, the man who wrote Hideaway. Now, you remember Hideaway, don't you? Well, we're going to start off with that song right now, and I know you're going to love it. So hang in there, Mr. Freddie King and Hideaway. Mr. Freddie King and Hideaway. Mr. Freddie King was born in Gilmer, Texas on September the 3rd, 1934. He learned to play from his mother and his uncle. They taught him how to play like Lightnin' Hopkins, you know, that old style country blues. But Lightnin' Hopkins, man, he was one hell of a blues man. As a teenager, Freddie learned to love the rough and tumble Chicago electric blues. Well, now, who wouldn't? You know, you listen to Muddy Waters and Little Walter, and all those great labels up there had to influence the young man. So he really, really got into the Chicago blues. And his first single was Country Boy for a small label called LB in 1957. However, the record gained no attention. In 1960, Freddie King signed with Federal, a King subsidiary, and he cut one single, You Got to Love Her With a Feeling, which went to the bottom of the pop charts in early 1961. But it did give Sid Nathan the impetus to release another record. And another record was Hideaway, the one we just heard, and it became Freddie's most remembered contribution to the music world. Hideaway is a must-learn piece for every novice guitarist and a must-play song for every bar and club band from that time on.
Well, I'm told now I'm almost level with the ground. Well, I'm told now I'm almost level with the ground. Oh. to jump in. My baby showed up and said, I will tell you when. Well, I'm told on, I'm almost level with the ground. Oh, I feel like this when my baby can be found. I love you, baby, with all my heart and soul. A love like mine will never grow old. I love you in the morning and in the evening too. But every time you leave me, I get mad with you. Well, I'm told on, I'm almost level with the ground. Oh, I feel like this when my baby can be found. A love like mine is out of sight. I'd lie for you if you want me to. I really don't believe your love is true. Well, I'm told on, I'm almost level with the ground. Well, I feel like this when my baby can't be found.
I do feel like this when my baby can't be found. That song was written by Mr. Sonny Thompson. Mr. Sonny Thompson was also the man who discovered Freddie King and signed him to a contract for Federal Records in 1960. Sonny Thompson was not only an A&R man, but he was a songwriter as well. I'd like to read you a little something here from the King R&B box set booklet. Sonny Thompson didn't sign many saleable acts to King, but he was responsible for signing Freddie King, the man who, to all intents and purposes, defined modern blues bass rock guitar. Thompson came to check out King at Mel's Hideaway Lounge and offered him a contract on the spot. On August 25, 1960, King, Thompson, and blues singer Smokey Smothers went to Cincinnati to cut some records. Freddie backed Smothers on a couple of cuts, and the following day cut six titles, including Hideaway, named for the club in which he was playing. He stayed at King until 1966, recording four albums that a generation of guitarists tried to puzzle out. Even those who could match King's speed rarely captured his tone and dynamics.
My time ain't long. Gotta leave just ain't drunk all the time. I don't want no woman, I just ain't drunk all the time. She's a no good woman, and she'll drive you out of your mind.
From the immortal pen of Mr. Elmore James, I Believe I'm Gonna Dust My Broom, performed by Mr. Freddie King on solo acoustic guitar. Something remarkable about this CD, Freddie King live at the Electric Ballroom, 1974. Of course, the Electric Ballroom was in Atlanta, Georgia. Heard a lot of great music there, lots of great music. But on this CD, there are some unusual pieces. And first, there's an introduction, which is unusual. Then there are a couple of interviews by a disc jockey named John Dillon from Dallas, Texas. Don't know if he's still on the air, but some good interviews here, and you get some real inside knowledge. But the two songs that were recorded unplugged, I think, are the only two known pieces of work by Freddie King that were unplugged, that were just done acoustically. Everything else, of course, was done electric. That you heard was Dust My Broom, which is an Elmore James song. And the other one is called That's All Right, and that's a Jimmy Rogers song. Both of them, Arc Music, which was Chess Records. Yeah, great publishing company. Yeah. Mr. Marshall Chess, how are you? The personnel on this CD: Freddie King, guitar and vocals; Benny Turner, bass; Mr. Alvin Hemphill on organ, that's a famous name; Louis Stevens on piano; Mike Kennedy on drums; and Sam, last name unknown, on rhythm guitar. Now, do you hear a little Gary Moore here? I do. I know Mr. Gary Moore must have listened to a great deal of Freddie King.
Applause for the band. Let's move it on. This is a blue. We'd like to do a little tune this. Somebody said it was recorded by Miss Bessie Smith. When I was about 6 years old, I heard it by Mr. Jimmy Witherspoon. And then later on, Mr. B.B. King. And about four and a half years ago, it was also recorded by another young man by the name of, that's right. You gotta listen to words. Are you listening? Let me hear you say yeah. Thank you.
Mr. Freddie King, Ain't Nobody's Business If I Do. Of course, that song was originally released by Bessie Smith in 1923. The writers are credited as Mr. Porter Granger and Mr. E. Robbins. The version you just heard was by Freddie King, and it is from the CD Freddie King Live at the Electric Ballroom, 1974. The man can play, the man talks the blues, the man walks the blues. This is John Reese at BluePower.com telling you we're glad to have you here and to let you know that every day this week we will have a different influential guitarist for you to listen to. And I hope that you are a player. Hope that you're learning. Learning guitar is one of the greatest things I ever did in my life. I got to tell you something. Every day I pick up the guitar and I sit down and play. It is cathartic for me, brothers and sisters, and I do mean cathartic. Mr. Freddie King, go give us the keys to the highway, y'all. Have a good time and stay alive.
If you feel it, come on and clap your hands. Come on and give it to me. Can you clap your hands just a little bit louder? Come on and give it to me, y'all. Can you feel it? I'm a head of you.
Hello, everybody. My name is John Reese, and I'm host of BluePower.com. I want to tell you about some good friends we have way down in Maitland, Florida. I'd also like to tell you something else. These friends of ours just love the blues. In fact, they love the blues so much that in 1991, they created a radio show called Smokestack Lightning. And today, they deliver some of the most knowledgeable and entertaining blues and R&B shows assembled anywhere in the world today. Mr. Paul Newnham, Tommy Thompson, Marvin Rooks, and Rob McKinney invite us all to listen to their labor of love, Smokestack Lightning. This is John Reese, and Blue Power is proud to recommend Smokestack Lightning, one of the new alternatives in entertainment today. This is John Reese at BluePower.com. Today we're talking about one of the most influential guitarists in blues music ever, Mr. Freddie King, the man who wrote Hideaway, The Stumble, I'm Tore Down, and many, many other great songs. I want to tell you a little bit about the end of Freddie's career, because as a blues man, you know, he worked all the time. That's how he made his living. And throughout 1976, Freddie King toured America, even though his health was beginning to decline. On December 29th, 1976, Freddie King died of heart failure. Although his passing was premature, he was only 42 years old, Freddie King's influence could still be heard in blues and rock guitarists 20 years after his death, and that was written by Mr. Stephen Thomas Erlewine and Mr. Cub Coda from All Music Guide, which is a book that I use all the time. That's All Music. So right now, we're going to listen to Mr. Freddie King, and he's going to take us to San Jose. Thank you. This is John Reese at BluePower.com, thanking everybody for tuning in today. Today we featured Mr. Freddie King, one of the most influential guitarists in the world. Tomorrow we're going to feature another great and influential guitar man. I haven't picked him yet, but if you tune in, it will be a surprise for both you and me. I want to thank you very much for tuning in. It is always a pleasure to have you on the line. If you could please let us know who you are, drop us a line, send us a request, anything you like to do, we love to hear from you. So y'all have a wonderful day, take care, and have a good time.